Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We all know, or should know, that we're going to have a $1.9 trillion relief package. It does target the needy, the hungry, the unemployed, but there are billions and billions for others which could buy political support. Well, enough on that subject. Let's talk trade. There has been a long-standing dispute with the European Union over subsidies of Airbus and Boeing. U.S. and EU have agreed to have a 4-month tariff suspension. Well, hopefully we can find a resolution. President Trump was convinced that the EU subsidies for Boeing put our company at a serious disadvantage, and it turned into a trade war. $7.5 billion tariffs on European wine, and Europe put $4.5 billion tariffs on U.S. whiskey. And the battle escalated when President Trump increased and expanded his tariffs to 25% on all wine imports from France and Germany. It's time to negotiate this dispute and put it behind us. The Distilled Spirits Council is reminding us that, and I quote, lifting the tariff burden will support the recovery of our restaurants and our bars and our small craft distilleries across the country that have been forced to shut down during the pandemic. Well, that could just settle one dispute. President Trump imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum from the EU. Europe relations shut the door on our whiskey exports and more. I'm still hoping that we can iron out some of these trade conflicts to our advantage. Another positive step is that the U.S. and the U.K. are beginning to lift some tariffs. Our bars will be happy to see the tariff on Scotch whiskey eliminated. And since we are talking about trade, it's time to negotiate with Cuba. They could be a good market for our ag products. They're only 90 miles from our shore. Over the years, I've been in Cuba 3 times, working to expand trade. And just when it looked like we could make some progress, something always happened to poison the deal. Well, it's time to try again. And as we try to review and resolve our trade disputes, I don't think it's wise to just walk away from all tariffs and give up. President Trump was strong in demanding fair trade. Well, let's negotiate some good deals that would be fair for us and everyone else. President Biden realizes that the Phase One deal with China resulted in a $27 billion market for ag products last year, which happens to be a record level of exports to that country. So there's a lot to be done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.